Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with your brother will be liable to judgment. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
If our favorite team is not playing, we often root for the underdog. We're impressed when someone goes beyond their ability and everyone's expectations to succeed and to win. Now, it is kind of dangerous for me to start throwing out too many sports metaphors because every sport I ever played in, I was lousy at. But it does appear that Jesus is raising the bar for us in today's gospel reading. He mentions the obvious from the Ten Commandments. Do not kill. Do not commit adultery. Do not lie. But he raises that expectation to say that beyond killing, one needs to avoid being angry with another. Beyond adultery, one needs to avoid looking at another with lust in their hearts. Why is he raising the bar? And is it now too high? Luckily, I did have the privilege of getting to know a rather elite athlete. In my previous parish, there was a family by the last name of Sloan, and their youngest daughter, Bridget, became quite the accomplished gymnast. She was on the silver medal Olympic team in 2008, and then in 2009, she was not only the U.S. national champion, but she went on to the world championship and won the gold medal in the all-around competition, thus anointing her as the best gymnast in the world. Now, Bridget's coach, of course, set the bar for her to learn some routines. And she would try and fail and try and succeed, but she would continue practicing until she mastered those set of routines, and then he would raise the bar a little higher for another set of routines until finally she was mastering elite-level routines that allowed her to get onto the national team and win all of those medals that I just mentioned. So one reason for Jesus to raise the bar is to motivate us not to settle, but to strive towards the perfection of love and will that exists in our God. Jesus sees so much potential in us. He knows that being created in the image and likeness of God, we can love as God loves. We can forgive as God forgives. And so he continues to raise that bar for us so that we won't settle, we won't become complacent, that we will continue to strive, become better and better Christians and sons and daughters of the living God. But then there is also this idea, has Jesus raised the bar too high? Now, if when Bridget started working with this coach, which I think it was about at the age of 8, if that coach would have immediately said, you need to master these elite-level routines, she would have become discouraged and probably would have given up what ended up being a very, very successful career in gymnastics. But instead, he continued to raise them incrementally and allowing her own confidence and ability to continue on. For us, it sounds like Jesus has kind of gone a little too high for us. Because let's be honest about something. We will never, never reach the perfection of love that God has for us. We will never be as perfect in forgiving others as well as ourselves as God is willing to. We will always fall short. But the good news is, we have someone even beyond a coach, who has given us so many of the tools to continue striving. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Through that sacrifice, we receive the grace, most especially through the sacraments of Christ's church. We continue to experience God's love and forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation. Obviously, our punishment of original sin was wiped away in baptism. And every time we come to celebrate the Eucharist, we continue to not only encounter our Lord and Savior, but he gives us his own body and blood to nourish us through this journey, and the grace that allows us to continue to perfect our love, our forgiveness, and ultimately our own image of God. Jesus, of course, promises that he will always be with us. But here's another thing. We don't just have Jesus. We have one another. You know, when Bridget's elite career was over, she was now just graduated from high school, and she accepted a scholarship at the University of Florida. And I remember her telling me, on the one hand, you know, she missed trying to master those elite level routines and the like. But on the other hand, she so enjoyed being a member of a team. And I saw one of her matches, and the girls were always cheering and clapping for each other as they would do their set of routines throughout the gymnastics match. She loved the support that each of them gave one another. We as well experience that. We are not expected to continue this life's journey alone. We do so in the context of a faith community. We do so in the context of being members of Christ's body, the church. Another effect of our sacrament of baptism. And another thing that gets strengthened. The bonds of unity get strengthened each and every time we receive Holy Communion. Holy because it is of Jesus. Communion because it continues to build the unity that exists among us. And so our task is not just to get ourselves to heaven, but as well to assist one another in this journey throughout life. Our ultimate goal are not medals, as pretty as they might have been. Our ultimate goal is eternal life with God. And he has given us the greatest coach, the greatest companion in Jesus, his son. And through his sacrifice, he has created the body of Christ, the church, so that we may assist one another, striving towards that ultimate goal, eternal life in heaven.